Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, economic growth may be slowing, but regional deals don't appear to be. Now, that's according to a report by Deal Street Asia. And in that report, it said that Southeast Asia startups raised $2.8 billion in the second quarter, and deal volumes also are on the rise, and they were up 63% year on year. And to find out more about the major moves and deals and market moves in the region, we're joined on the line by Andy Hiswadi, head of ASEAN research at Deal Street Asia. Andy, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, thank you, Rachel, for having me. I'm happy to share our research findings with your audience.
Great. Now, you know, first I've got to ask you, 63% up year on year. How does this number compare to the previous quarter? And what kind of deals are we looking at for the second quarter? I mean, $2.8 billion, that's not a number to be sniffed at.
Yeah, exactly. So in the last quarter, Southeast Asian startups raised roughly about $2.9 billion. At least that is based on the data that we managed to collect. I think there are more to that. So it's at least $2.9 billion. So it's roughly the same with second quarter performance. It's on par. But it's important to note that in the last quarter, I'm talking about the first quarter, we had mega rounds. What I mean by mega rounds is, you know, $1 billion investment in super apps such as Gojek and Grab. Those two alone combined, they total to about $2 billion in the first quarter. So we didn't have that in the second quarter. The largest deal was only about $500 million by Tokopedia. And so that sort of gives you a sense that second quarter, we actually see, you know, a very encouraging result. Also, if you look at deal count, you know, instead of value, which I think better reflects in terms of the overall activity, we saw a 26% jump in second quarter relative to the first quarter. And we did a calculation of, you know, the median value of deals by comparing the value and the count. And we did see recovery in terms of the average median value across different investment stage. So I'm talking about seed round until Series C. We don't actually have that many Series B rounds and above, okay, right, in Southeast Asia, because the market is still quite young in that sense. So we found that, you know, it's improving. And there's an improvement in median value in the second quarter, and that's really encouraging.
And where are we seeing
the market situation?
Yeah, and where are we seeing the most growth at the moment, Andy? Which markets?
If we talk about growth per se, we did saw a significant jump in Myanmar. But, you know, we're talking about, we come from a low base, I suppose. So the investment was led by digital payment startup Wave Money, which raised about $73.5 million. And we also saw a significant uptick in activity in the Philippines, led by Voyager Innovation, which operates PayMaya, one of the top e-payment company there. They raised $120 million. And we also saw Tonic, the first digital bank in the region that actually, you know, received a license from a central bank. They raised $21 million. Those are two markets where we see significant uptick. So it's quite likely that, you know, Myanmar at least will be the next growth market if we talk about growth per se. But, you know, Indonesia is the largest consumer market, and Singapore as the region's financial hub will definitely maintain the lead.
And I was just going to ask you, you know, what about at home here in Singapore? How are things shaping up? What kind of deal numbers are we looking at? Is it just fintech and financial that we're looking at for Singapore?
Quite interesting in terms of what's happening in Singapore. So the total deal value itself actually slower by 24% relative to first quarter. So this brings Singapore's market share in terms of total value in the region lower. But the total deal count is actually up to about 72 in the second quarter. And Singapore actually recorded the highest deal value in the region. That has always been the case, actually, but lower value deals. So we saw a lot of deals coming to fintech and deep tech sectors. You know, as the region's financial hub, obviously, Singapore is attractive in that sense. And Singapore is also the, you know, is a sort of like innovation hub for Southeast Asia. Yeah, you benefit from a lot of, you know, excellent pool of talents. I mean, we're talking about scientists, academics, and financial wizards. And yeah, and I think Singapore will maintain a lead in that, in the higher tech sector, so to speak.
We're speaking with Andy Haswadi, head of ASEAN Research at Deal Street Asia. So other than these fintech wizards that you mentioned, Andy, you know, according to your report, seed stage startup deals continued their momentum. Which sectors are driving this growth? Because obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic. I'm assuming that we're seeing some biomed, some healthcare growth as well. You mentioned Grab and Gojek as part of the second quarter. Transportation or delivery has been on the rise. Tell us more.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely correct. In a sense that the sectors that are driving deals in second quarter, and I would say for the following quarter as well, are, you know, startups that tend to perform better under current market environment. By that, I mean the impact of the pandemic. So we're witnessing higher demand in terms of investment into fintech, obviously, e-commerce, deep tech, and SaaS, and logistics. I mean, these are the sectors that tend to perform better because the shift to, you know, digital environment is definitely faster driven by the pandemic. So yeah, we will see this trend to continue in the next two quarters, I would say, yeah.
And I'm assuming those are the sectors that we're going to see attracting the most funding going forward as well.
So we did a survey earlier this month of 50 investors representing 50 PE and VC firms across the region, as well as angel investors and family offices. So the idea is to get a sense of what's going to happen, right? I mean, it's kind of in line with the overall view on macroeconomic outlook and economic fundamentals. I mean, everyone is sort of expecting a V-shaped recovery for most markets. And we know that from our survey, which will be, you know, published on Wednesday, they say they're relatively on the same page. I mean, in a sense that they expect valuation to recover in the next two quarters. And also, they expect investment in terms of dollar terms will pick up, I mean, when they look at 2021. So there will be a higher focus on new investment rather than existing portfolio next year. There's more leeway for investors, I would say, to do this. So given that background in terms of what sectors will attract most funding, our survey shows that, you know, investors are more confident about IT, education, financial services, and business. So largely the same, but, you know, with what we will see this year, but maybe slightly different ranking. And we also note that food sector will pick up next year because the overall recovery and economic fundamentals.
And, you know, that's interesting because at first glance, when I was looking at your report and I was thinking, wow, deal volumes up 63% year on year for the second quarter, considering we're in a pandemic, those are quite substantial numbers. But at the same time, I'm assuming a lot of those deals were negotiated pre-COVID-19. That said, you're saying that we're going to continue to see this kind of momentum going forward. Is that correct?
Yeah, so you're 100% right in terms of the deals were negotiated pre-COVID, some of it at least, right? Mm-hmm. So when we were, you know, doing our first quarter report, it was just very positive in terms of numbers, right? And we sort of expected that Q2 performance will better reflect the pandemic situation, but apparently not. So Q2 is equally encouraging. So in terms of deal value, deal counts, they're on a healthy level, I would say. And we also saw the median value improving. I mean, that's indicator that Q2 is better than Q1. Some investor that we talked to, Q3, can better reflect the pandemic impact. The logic is that social economic lockdown had hampered, you know, due diligence process for new investments. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Q3 may be slightly lower, but to be honest, the jury is still out, you know, whether Q3 and 4 will be slower in terms of deal activities. I think, you know, PE and VC firms will do their job. They will continue to invest. There's a large pool of capital out there. It's just a matter of identifying the right companies and the right valuations. We'll see.
Okay, well, and we look forward to seeing your report. It's out this Wednesday, is that correct, Andy?
Yes, but it's really about the investor sentiment. And for the first time ever, we'll be publishing our Deal Street Asia Valuation Index. And another is the Investment Index, which sort of gauges the perception on valuation and investment this year and the outlook for next year. So it will be a good benchmark for the industry, I suppose.
We look forward to seeing that. Thank you so much for your time, Andy.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Have a good week.
We've been speaking with Andy Haswidi, head of ASEAN Research at Deal Street Asia. You're listening to Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.